You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Seth Himes, the founder and CEO of In Demand Career Training. The company teaches digital marketing and offers career blueprints to students, giving them step-by-step training on how to get a job in the fast-growing area of digital marketing. Seth, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome and a pleasure to have you with us. So how did you get involved first in digital marketing?
You know, my background's actually in film. I went to art school, and I was, in 2010, I was an unemployed, struggling artist and no previous marketing or internet experience. And I actually attended a conference with a friend of mine and just sort of discovered the world of internet marketing back at the time. And I started teaching myself everything. It was like a whole new world. Just from using Google, I learned about creating blogs and search engine optimization, paid advertising, affiliate marketing, email marketing. I mean, it's just, there were just so many things you could learn online. And I taught myself a lot of things, and I worked on my dream at the time was to have my own income-generating website, you know, and I created a course on filmmaking called Film School Secrets, where I was teaching young people what to do in starting out, you know, from the mistakes I'd learned. And, you know, like most people who have an interest in internet marketing, I was hoping to make a full-time income from that, but I did have success. I was having sales. It just wasn't enough to live on. And then what I didn't realize is that through the process of teaching myself and trying to be my own boss, I had learned skills that were much more in demand than I had realized. And I actually applied for a job at a digital marketing agency just with really not much of a resume. I just told them, you know, I've dabbled in this and dabbled in that. And they hired me immediately, and I was managing about $1 million worth of advertising, annual advertising, within a couple of weeks of being hired. So I really stumbled into the field and, you know, discovered that there's a massive demand for skilled workers in this field.
Certainly interesting, and I really appreciate your getting into some of those details. Now, how would you define an entrepreneur, and what point in your career did you truly realize that you were an entrepreneur at heart?
You know, I think an entrepreneur is anyone who wants to do their own thing in whatever capacity. You know, it could be, you know, some people like freelancing, some people want to run their own company. It's just, you just don't want to be really told what to do at your job. You know, you don't want to have a job where you have to answer to somebody. And what's funny is I was an entrepreneur my whole life. I just didn't know it. I just thought I was kind of a screw up. You know, I came out of school and you know, no one in school, they don't teach you anything really practical. I found this in almost every field. You know, having gone to film school, you know, it seemed a little less practical as a major, but you know, I didn't learn anything about how to actually realize any of my intentions. So I, you know, I waited tables. I worked as a pizza delivery boy in Hawaii. I just did all these random jobs because no one ever taught me about money. And I would get a day job and I just couldn't keep them. I would last maybe 6 months, maybe a year. And I would just get so restless and I just wanted to do something else. I would, you know, I had this, I was creative. I was intelligent. I, you know, was a terrible employee, I think. And I didn't even really know what entrepreneurship was. And it was really funny because as soon as I discovered internet marketing and I started teaching myself these skills and really, you know, I did a lot of the things I later was, you know, I'd read books like 4-Hour Work Week and, you know, inspirational books and and business books and say, oh, I did all that stuff kind of accidentally or naturally. You know, I just was like very thirsty for knowledge and I just wanted to keep learning and improving and building something. And, you know, it's unfortunate in our culture, we're really taught, you know, there's this one path for everyone, that's this job, and you're either, you know, Mark Zuckerberg or you have to get a day job. And there's all this room in the middle for people who are creative and want to, you know, kind of go on their own path. And I didn't know that. I just thought I was just a screw up because I couldn't, you know, I couldn't fit into that mold. And after after I got my first agency job and I was still building things on the side, I think it was a couple years into that, even though I had a job, I realized that I was an entrepreneur. I said, you know, the day job is just a – it's kind of a stepping stone that's going to help me into my full-time entrepreneurship. But, you know, it was definitely a process. And one thing I don't think that people talk about enough when it comes to entrepreneurship is that it's never pretty and there's always failures. People compare themselves to some of these really successful people and think, oh, this guy's a millionaire. This guy has this business and, you know, he just fell into it. Like, no, man. It's never a straight path. And, you know, my path to entrepreneurship or realizing I was an entrepreneurship definitely led me all over the place.
I certainly feel the pain and certainly can relate, as well as a lot of folks that are tuning in and those that have been on the show in past episodes, so they really can relate as well. So why do you see what you're doing as being so important, and how is it helping so many people as well as entrepreneurs?
Well, the thing that I found an interesting niche here, because, you know, most of the entrepreneurs I know are either targeting a consumer market or they're teaching other entrepreneurs. I targeted initially job seekers, because what I looked around, as I said, college is getting more and more expensive and it's yielding fewer and fewer results. So many of these graduates have no idea what to do to find work, and they have these incredible debt loads. So, you know, I saw this opportunity that this industry in digital marketing, where there's literally 20,000 jobs every day on LinkedIn, and recruiters come after me every day, every week, trying to hire me because the schools aren't teaching these skills. And I said, you know, I think these skills really need to be taught to, especially to younger people. I teach people of all ages, but especially to the recent college grads, because they're highly in demand. And because there's such a demand for the skills, people are able to get hired much easier than in other fields. So it's helping a lot of people find work and also to find meaning and direction. One of the things I really like about digital marketing is that I think it's a tangible skill set that really eases the transition into entrepreneurship. A lot of my students came to the course because they wanted a job, but they were really entrepreneurs. It was like, I like watching, you know, Marvel, you know, the comic book movies, and a lot of them are, you know, the X-Men and the mutants, and people don't know how to really handle these powers that they have that are kind of sleeping dormant inside them. And I think what happens in my course is that a lot of these students, they think they need a job because that's what they've been taught. But as soon as they kind of get a taste of digital marketing and all the different things you can do with it, because you can freelance, you can get your own, you know, you can work for an agency as an employee, but you can also freelance, you can start your own business, you can get your own clients, you can build your own website, you can promote your own products, you can do an e-commerce business, you can do consulting. It awakens this entrepreneurial bug in a lot of people. So a lot of my students will, you know, some of them will get hired and that's exciting for them. And then within 6 months, they've quit their job because they've started their own company. So, you know, that really thrills me, because I know if you turn on the news these days, you don't usually hear too many inspiring stories about the economy or jobs, but there are, these things are happening. And I love that I can, you know, contribute that.
Today, we are joined by Mr. Seth Himes, the founder and CEO of In-Demand Career Training, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Seth, how do you see the job market today, and how is it impacting your students so far?
You know, the job market today is very different than it was many years ago. I think a lot of people are still relating to the job market as if it was in the 50s or the 60s, where you could just show up and get a job. The job market's all about skills. It's all about skills, and it's very much about what can you do for the employer. And people need to come into the job market like a free agent, like they're an athlete. No company is going to take care of you. You have to prove your value, and your value is proven by skills. And the reason that my students have success, I mean, I've had 19 and 20-year-olds get hired at, you know, $40,000 or more a year at companies, 19 or 20 years old. How does that happen? It's because they have the skills that employers need to do their business or to make money. So, you know, whenever I hear, I think there's kind of there's a lot of superstition people have in the job market. You know, there's a lot of experts and gurus out there talking about, oh, this is how you do your resume and this is how you network. It doesn't matter how fancy the topping on top of the cake is. You know, you have to have a solid foundation, and the foundation is skills. And it just comes down to, can you help a company make money? That's it. Why does a company exist? Obviously, it wants to help people in some way or provide a product or a service, but they want to make money. And if you can help them make money, they will hire you. And that's the great thing about digital marketing, is that it can be learned online without having to go through an expensive degree program. And you can apply those skills almost immediately and show an employer or a small business or any kind of a client that you can produce results for them. And, you know, that's what the job market's about, is producing results for the company that you're applying to.
And you are so correct, no doubt about that. Now, for anyone that is thinking about doing something either related or different, what advice would you give them and why?
I would say, first of all, if you are looking to make a career change or to start your own business, the best advice I can give you is to do not get a degree. Do not spend tens or thousands of dollars initially to get some kind of credential or certification, because it's meaningless. It's all about, as I said before, what can you produce for an employer? There's a wealth of knowledge and information on the internet. There's my training. You know, there's even so many things you can learn just through Google. But I would definitely say to always be learning, and don't be seduced by credentialization. And also, don't think that just because you don't have experience in this field or you haven't done anything in this field before that you can't start having results very, very quickly.
Seth, I like that advice. Well, well stated, and thanks for that. Before you go, tell our listeners where they can get all the details about in-demand career training.
Yeah, you can go to indemandcareer.com. That's my main website, and it actually will take you to a free mini course where I will explain a much more in-depth the kinds of opportunities and jobs that are available in the digital marketing space and how you can get into those with no previous experience or education.
Seth, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Your story is certainly inspiring, and we really have appreciated your joining us, and all the success to you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mr. Seth Himes, the founder and CEO of In Demand Career Training, that teaches digital marketing and offers career blueprints to students, giving them step-by-step training on how to get a job in the fast-growing area of digital marketing. And for all the details and to learn more, visit InDemandCareer.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are streaming live around the world 24/7 at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also pick up the live stream on iTunes Radio, as well as TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.